Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about a fairly distressing phenomenon that happens in our society. It could be happening in our families, it could be happening amongst our friends, or it could be something that someone that we know is going through. And that's, you know, self-harm or the deliberate injury to self. And I guess it's not often that we talk about specific issues or specific behaviors like this on Mind Games. And for me, it seems like a good opportunity to talk about and to provide a little bit of information, particularly with the goal of helping to destigmatize, you know, this pattern of behavior, so that more people can actually feel free to talk about it and get the assistance that they need. And basically, you know, my goal here in this little segment is to increase the awareness of just what some of the reasons why this behavior happens, so that more people are able to get the help and support that they need. So this type of behavior is really frequently occurs alongside other mental health difficulties, depression, anxiety, and also can be associated with, you know, issues of self-esteem and difficulty dealing with difficult emotions. And often this is behavior that follows really, really adverse and difficult experiences like trauma that are overwhelming emotionally. Self-harm is a particularly complex phenomena that also has aspects of allowing the individual to feel a sense of control over themselves, the ability to regulate some of their own emotions, often by injuring themselves. Sometimes, you know, people who self-harm report that they feel a sense of stress relief or release as a result of that behavior. And sometimes people even feel that they need to punish themselves for something, and that the reason for the behavior is related to their beliefs about themselves, often around sense of shame and worth and things like that. Whenever this behavior occurs, it's something we all need to take seriously, because it is such a risky phenomenon, and it's always a sign that something isn't right. I don't believe for a second that self-harm is a plea on anyone's emotions to try and get a response. People only hurt themselves when they're in a difficult place and when they would like things to be different for themselves. So we always need to see this as a sign that something isn't right and try and connect that individual to some assistance. It's really, really important if we know someone that is demonstrating this type of behavior, that we provide some physical assistance, some help, and that is not judgmental, that actually this is our chance as a community to try and understand and really exercise our empathy muscle to help understand what an individual is going through and help to find different ways for them to heal and to feel better. So in this way, we can all reduce the pain of self-harm this week with Mind Games.